The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Well, I can promise you that I think South Carolina is probably going to see some of the same numbers that Missouri has seen once the additional unemployment benefits go away starting tomorrow. I can bet that there's probably going to be some people out there searching for some of the openings that we're seeing with small businesses. And speaking of small businesses, there's a great organization, Mom and Pop Alliance, of South Carolina. I wanted to bring on my friend Diane Hardy for a few minutes. You guys had a news conference yesterday. Talk with us a bit about the Mom and Pop Alliance and where you are today and what the news conference was about yesterday.
Oh, sure, Joey. Thank you so much for having me on. Well, as some of your listeners may know, but maybe not everyone has heard the word, Mom and Pop Alliance, we are building a statewide coalition of small business owners from throughout the state. We just feel that we don't really have enough representation or good representation in the state house in Columbia. There are almost 400,000 of us throughout the state, yet we don't have a very strong voice down there. And I was shocked during COVID, I'm calling all the elected officials saying, who's speaking for us little guys, for the mom and pops? And they said, you really don't have any representation down here. So yeah. I thought somebody needs to do something about that. So I, along with other business owners, we volunteer our time and we launched the Mom and Pop Alliance. We launched it during COVID. So, you know, it's kind of a soft start, but now, yesterday we had a fantastic press conference. I wish a few more press had come out, but we had a great crowd. Sheriff Hobart Lewis was there, Senators Rex Rice and Dwight Loftus. We had State Representatives Bobby Cox, yep, and Patrick Haddon, Stuart Jones, Mike Burns. It was a fantastic turnout.
I watched the video on Facebook and had a lot of state representatives there. It looked like Sheriff Hobart Lewis was there. Talk with us about the message from yesterday.
Yes, it was great. It was a beautiful day. It was a real positive message, and we appreciate Stax for hosting it. It was, you know, in front of that backdrop of that mural of Greenville. So it was just fantastic to have such a great turnout. And they all came out supportive of the mom and pop and wanting to partner with us. Patrick Haddon mentioned that he would like to start roundtable discussions, meeting with small business owners throughout the upstate. And they all would like to work with the Mom and Pop Alliance to, speak for the small business owners in our state house and give them a greater voice down there.
Yeah. Talk with us about your mission and what the Mom and Pop Alliance of South Carolina is all about. And by the way, you can go to momandpopalliance.org and get information on the organization. You can actually register, become a member of the Mom and Pop Alliance. I'm proudly a member as well. I'd recommend it to all of you. But Diane, if you would, talk with us about the mission and what it is you guys are trying to accomplish.
Sure. Yeah. So we're focusing on three things, advocacy, communication, and education. And we'll be advocating for small business owners in the state house directly, working with the state elected officials, improving communication. You know, I just felt for a long time we needed more communication between the small business owners and the elected officials. So we would like to foster that. And Patrick Haddon's idea of doing roundtables we thought was fantastic with that. And then education. We want to make it easier for small business owners to be up to date on what's happening in Columbia. You know, there's so many bills down there, they don't have time to keep track of them. And so what we'll do is we'll be keeping an eye on what might pertain to businesses and could affect them either positively or negatively and let business owners know. And then our organization can weigh in on them.
Yep. Now, Diane, you are a small business owner yourself. You own Nothing But Cakes. I talk about you all the time. We give away certificates for some of your wonderful Bundt Cakes. We had a great time at the Junior Achievement Golf Tournament a few weeks ago, and you provided Buntinis for our golfers who are coming through. And I got to tell you, it was a big hit. Now,
oh, good.
It may have been that I sort of had a little sales pitch going on. I was telling the golfers that they could add 30, 40, 50 yards to the drive if they would eat a Buntini. And that seemed to get their attention pretty quickly, but it was a big hit. Everybody on the golf course were talking about the Buntinis. But as a small business owner, I mean, you're out there every day. You see the challenges. I've been talking this morning about the fact that tomorrow South Carolina will end their additional $300 per person each week extended unemployment benefits. States that have already done this and states that have announced that they're going to pull out of this federal program early, for example, Missouri, they've already seen a big increase in unemployment because as people stop getting those additional benefits, they're going back to work. They're going back and applying for jobs. Is that an issue that you have heard other small businesses have?
Oh, for sure. I mean, right now, of course, labor is the number one issues I'm hearing from, and second to that is probably healthcare costs, but labor is the number one issue I'm hearing from small business owners right now. We were thrilled that South Carolina decided to stop those additional unemployment benefits. Surprisingly, ironically, the Small Business Chamber wanted the unemployment benefits to continue, and they actually came out against what the governor did. So that's why it's good to have a choice for small businesses, to have a choice in options of different groups they can join. We're happy. We're hoping that's going to help a lot, you know, and then after everything we all went through with COVID, it's just like a double whammy for small businesses right now.
Yeah, I can imagine. But it's encouraging to hear from states that have some of the states have already stopped those. Again, I reference Missouri because they seem to be having great success. They stopped their additional payments June the 12th. They made the announcement back in May, and Governor Mike Parson from Missouri said that immediately upon making the announcement, when people learned that the additional benefits were going to stop, they started looking for jobs. They started seeing an immediate effect, and I think we're going to see that in South Carolina as Governor McMaster has made it clear that the additional benefits will end here tomorrow. So hopefully that's going to help by getting people motivated to go back to work, and it'll help small businesses like yours.
Yes, I think that will help, and we'll be keeping an eye on that, and we look forward to seeing that improvement because, small businesses, we really need to get a break, and so we're looking forward to that.
Yep. Diane Hardy, thank you for the job that you guys are doing. If you want to be a part of Mom and Pop Alliance at South Carolina, it's real easy. Just go to momandpopalliance.org. Everything that you need to know about the organization is there, and you can become a member. And Diane, we appreciate what you do because I know that you spend time away from your business promoting the Mom and Pop Alliance.
I do. As you know, I mean, this is an organization created by small business owners for small business owners, and all of us involved donate our time to this. But we feel it's a worthy endeavor.
Yep, absolutely. Thank you. Always good to talk with you, and look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thank you so much, Joey. I'm glad they enjoyed the Buntinis. Take care.
Oh,
thanks.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
It was a big hit. I tell you, the nothing but cakes.